Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Arvid and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like a state legislature. Would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote? Or you will wait until November to vote in the general election?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Next, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about each of the following people or organizations. The first one is Ron Kirk.
I don't know.
Okay. Roland Gutierrez.
I don't know.
Colin Alvarez.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
I don't know that name.
No. If you have a very favorable or someone's favorable opinion about Colin Alvarez.
Oh, very favorable.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon.
I don't know her.
Okay. Victoria Neve Criado.
I don't know her.
Joe Biden.
Favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. The Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Clay Jenkins.
Very favorable.
Thank you. And Nathan Johnson.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Thank you. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Number one, local control. State Republicans preempting local laws on grow control, zoning, and worker rights. Number two, voting rights. Restriction on voting, election denial, and threat to democracy. Number three, education. Governor Abbott vouchers plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. Number four, guns. Sensible gun sales law requiring red flag mental background check and raising the age of 21 for buying assault-style weapons. Or number five, abortion. Texas law criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom.
So, which one is the most important?
Yes, you can select up to two.
Gosh, they're all important to me, so I don't know. It's hard to say. Maybe voting rights.
Okay, and the next, do you think is the most important issue?
The first one that you said, I think.
Local control.
No, maybe it was the third one.
Education?
Yes.
We have. Okay, we have local control, education, guns, and abortion.
Okay. Let's do education, abortion, guns, local control, in that order.
Thank you. In general,
but they're all important.
Okay, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of Texas State House do you prefer? Number one, one with a mostly liberal position on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party. Or number two, one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-founded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-job business-friendly message.
Probably two.
Thank you. We are halfway through the survey. We're almost done. Please rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon. Leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not have any impact in your opinion. The first one says, Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. This statement makes you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact on your opinion.
Probably vote for her.
Thank you. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child immigrant parent who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand.
No worries, let me repeat.
Jasmine is a self-made success, is the child of an immigrant parent who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
Probably vote for her.
Thank you. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this house seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach.
Probably vote for her.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republican extreme ban on abortion that put doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger.
Definitely vote for her.
Thank you. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglect fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
What was that epidemic?
Fentanyl.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably vote for her.
Thank you. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorsed Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November.
I'd definitely vote for her.
Thank you. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
Yeah, probably vote for her.
Thank you. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
Probably vote for her.
Okay. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skill as a successful negotiator in courtroom, lawyer to stop private school vouchers, and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
Definitely vote for her.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration.
Probably vote for her.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community. making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professionals, women, and businesses.
Yes, definitely vote for her.
Thank you. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park City.
It doesn't affect.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities, like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopts her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
Probably vote for her.
Thank you. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a Respect Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. This top issue includes restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, and fully funding public schools and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote if you have to choose today?
I don't know. It's hard. Primaries are hard.
Okay, so
I don't know. Yeah. I might be voting for Jasmine Simons more because now I know more about her.
Thank you. And now the last part. As you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or no matter to you. The first one says, Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in the Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. This will make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does not matter to you.
Probably vote against.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
It wouldn't affect that. I don't know. I just don't like the negative stuff because I never know if it could be lies.
Okay, no worries. Liz Ginsburg is losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022 when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents. Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today.
Yeah, probably not vote for her.
Thank you. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton. Even though Paxton is a big MAGA, Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
Ooh. That would make me think about her, but that's her husband. I don't know. Probably wouldn't affect.
Okay. And if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably vote against her or does not matter.
Yeah. Probably vote again.
Thank you. After hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote if the Democratic primary you have to choose today?
I guess Jasmine Simon.
Thank you. And lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? This is an open question. You can give me your opinion.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Anything that can be useful to for a Democratic candidate to focus on.
Yeah. Probably voting rights and women's rights for reproductive rights.
Okay.
Those two things I think are the most important.
Thank you. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
55 to 64.
Thank you. What was the last grade you completed in a school?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Thank you. And which of the following best describe your ethnic or racial background? African American, Black, Mexican, Latino, Asian, Arabic, or white?
Latino.
Okay. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.